From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me at him. I am fired up today. I'm going to try to control myself throughout the next 2 hours. It is Sunday, the 18th day of July, 2010. We're here 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. We have a lot of news. There's been a big truck bombing in Mexico, part of the drug war down there. They claim now that they're 4 days into a successful cap. I pray this is the truth. BP has lied in the past, but let's cross our fingers and say a prayer. We've got a lot of big developments on the economic front and with the war drums being beaten for an attack on Iran. And there's also a lot of news about the federal government just shutting down whole websites without a court hearing, without an indictment. No judge, no jury. They shut down a blog with 70,000+ users on it because they didn't like the speech on the site. That's in the mainstream news. They report it like it's a good thing. We discovered last Wednesday, but weren't sure till Friday, that our official Facebook account was deleted, reportedly for a Gadsden flag that the founding fathers used. You're not allowed to show the "Don't Tread on Me" snake, I guess, on there. And the owner of Facebook calls, the founder of it calls his users a bunch of dumb effers. They think I'm care about their privacy. They trust me. What a bunch of dumb effs. We know Facebook and Google and YouTube are bad news, but those are the dominant sites. That's where the people are, so we're there. I'm going to cover all the news today, but the attack on the First Amendment and free speech globally is numero uno, and this cybersecurity takeover, the open announcements that they do want to censor the web. Friday, a listener pointed out that the top searches were Lindsay Lohan and Mel Gibson and not even the BP oil spill. And I pointed out that in the past, my films like Endgame, Terror Storm, The Obama Deception have been the number one search on the web, and that made a lot more sense than it being Lindsay Lohan. Or the top search should be depression, because we're going into one. So I said, why don't our users go out and Google the term The Obama Deception to make it number one? And Friday and Saturday, it was number one. More than 20 newspapers and blogs wrote big reviews of The Obama Deception, even though it's been out for a year and a half. There are hundreds of versions of it up on YouTube and Google and other video sites, but there was one version on a director's channel. We don't have a director's channel. That was only allowed at the beginning of YouTube and 6 years ago, and people that have them still have them. And so there are several director channels that have posted it all in one part, not broken up in 10 parts. And the video had gotten 6.5 million views, or it had 6,400,000 and change Friday. By Saturday, it had gotten 100,000 additional, well above 6.5 million, about to be 6.6 million. And so it had another big push. And at that trend, I've learned to be able to gauge YouTube, it probably would have another million views in a week or so because it was the number one search term. People did a great job getting that out there. But more importantly, in the last few months, if you search the term Barack Obama or President Obama, not the number three link. It had been like that for a year. The number one link on the World Wide Web on Google and Yahoo was the Obama Deception and a link to that mega viral video with 6.5 million views and growing. So when you, school kids type it in for a school report, college professors, politicians, news people, whatever, you type Obama or President Obama or Barack Obama and it was number one link. It was hacked and it was taken down off the director channel. And it shows, you know, done by user. That's what a hack is. They go in, and once it's deleted, it's gone. The 6.5 million views is gone. All the tens of thousands of websites that are linked to that video, it's a dead link now. And so, of course, now when you type in Obama, it's the Obama girl or the White House. It's not our video. So that's why the establishment did this. I have no doubt that it's an inside job from YouTube or Google, one of their employees. I mean, this thing was number one. They were panicking. And remember, this was the YouTube presidency. I mean, you go to the White House YouTube site, their videos get like 1,000 viewers. My average video gets about 500,000. And so they're concerned about this, and this is sabotage, this is criminal. But we're not going to just lay here and take it. When we come back, I've got a battle plan, a mission for you. If you choose to accept it, we'll kick their ass.
Let me tell you a
question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines right, of the info war.
You've got it.
Coming to you live, ladies and gentlemen, from our Central Texas Command Center, the front lines of the resistance for free humanity. I am Alex Jones. You know, if you look at the landscape of radio talk show hosts, of newspapers, magazines, websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, my syndicated radio broadcast, the films, all of them are number one. I have the number one and two biggest alternative news websites, much bigger than Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and all their sites combined, just one of my big sites, and I have two, Prison Planet and Infowars. When you look at my online political films, I don't just have several in the top 10 political documentaries online. I have basically all of them except for Loose Change, and I produce that. We're bucking the trend. We get people concerned worldwide, not just here in the United States, about things other than Mel Gibson and his domestic disputes and Lindsay Lohan and her drug problems and what's happening with some serial killer from the Netherlands. We talk about hardcore issues here that affect you and your family, and we are growing exponentially. The growth curve is straight up right now, and the system knows that. Now, to be technical, I've got a bunch of other news coming up, but to be technical here, there's a director account on YouTube that had a copy of the Obama deception on it. We allow anybody to post anywhere on the web. That had 6.5 million views. When you type the name Obama or President Obama or Barack Obama in, it was the number one link on Google and Yahoo. That was before we had listeners promote the term the Obama deception to make it the number one trend search Friday and Saturday. A whole bunch of newspapers reported on the film Saturday. Someone hacked into the director's channel, probably YouTube themselves, and deleted that film, The Obama Deception, and my newest film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Luckily, we were Twittered about it by listeners, and we were able to call the director who runs the director channel to get him inside there to change the passcode before they took all the videos down. The point is, this is a serious federal crime. This is a hack against this film. This is an attack against everyone's free speech. I came in last night to shoot the video. We're about to premiere here. The video and audio where I lay this out. Then we're going to come back after the break and get into more internet censorship that's going on. Here it is. My friends, there has been an assault on the First Amendment and free speech. The Obama deception has been erased, obliterated, censored, put into the memory hole. Why is this important? Well, it deals with the First Amendment and free speech. But this hack was illegal. These people went in and somehow got our passcode and deleted this film and other documentaries I've made so that you don't have a right to watch it and make up your own mind. Now, there are hundreds of versions of the film online, but the number one video that changed the channel on YouTube had 6.5 million views, and something strange was happening. it was accelerating, getting close to 100,000 views a day. When you search the name Barack Obama, President Obama, or Obama, the number one link on Google and YouTube and many other major search engines and sites was my film. Not Lindsay Lohan, not the BP oil spill, but the Obama deception. But it wasn't just the number one link when you search the president's name. It was the number one trend on Google for several days, and it was growing exponentially. Then the YouTube channel was hacked, and it was removed, along with my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. There were over 25 newspaper and major blog reviews on Saturday, July 17th, 2010. Luckily, one of my webmasters happened to be writing a story about the fact that the Obama deception was getting hundreds of thousands of views a day and was the number one trend being searched on major search engines. So within 15 minutes of it being removed, we were getting Twitter pings telling us it was down. So I called the director's channel, who we work with, and I said, hey, your site's being hacked. He drove in from a barbecue he was at, went in within an hour of this starting, and was watching someone live in the interface deleting my films, deleting Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and the Obama deception, and thank God we could change the passcode before it continued. This is a massive act of censorship. On the level playing field of the market of ideas, we were winning. We were having an effect. We were unlocking Democrats' and Republicans' minds to the larger world. We were shattering their paradigms and expanding their horizons of understanding. We cannot put up with this. This is an assault on all of our free speech, on our First Amendment. Look, whether I agree with a book or a film or not, I'm against burning it. I'm against destroying it. Ladies and gentlemen, watch the Obama deception and find out why the system is so deathly afraid of it. It exposed the fact that Obama works for the very same special interest that George W. Bush does, and it sought to bring the American people together, regardless of race, color, creed, or political persuasion, for liberty and freedom and against this banking bailout takeover that is now expanding into a Federal Reserve dictatorship. People were shocked by how accurate it was. It's very hard to figure out someone's passcode, and I believe this was an inside job by either a YouTube or Google employee or someone who they gave the passcodes to. And YouTube needs to launch an investigation and track back the IP addresses from where this originated. This is a serious crime. A film that was number one on the web and the number one search term has been deleted at a critical time. We have the FCC, we have Cass Sunstein, the White House. Regulations are saying they want to censor the web. We have cybersecurity admitting that they are offensive. They're going to go out and counter people that are anti-war, anti-establishment. We have seen in just the last week our official Facebook page deleted because we reportedly had a Gadsden flag on it, one of the symbols of the founding of this nation. We've seen tens of thousands of blogs deleted just this week by the federal government. We see cybersecurity announcing they're going to offensively go out and counter people on the web. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 2 minutes to midnight in this society, and if we don't stand together, we will all surely hang separate. If I'm being censored today, it's going to be you tomorrow. I want you to remember what that famous pastor said at the end of World War II, who'd been in a concentration camp for years and barely survived. He said that first they came for the communists, and I said nothing because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews, and I said nothing because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the labor unions and the Seventh-day Adventists and others, and I said nothing because I wasn't a labor activist or a Seventh-day Adventist. Then they came for me, and there was nobody left to speak up for me because everybody else had already been taken away. They are attacking our free speech. They're openly announcing they're doing it. Lieberman's saying he wants Chinese-style net censorship here in the United States. We're in an emergency situation, and this attack on the Obama deception is an attack on this free republic. Obama is a treacherous traitor, but he's only a puppet. It's his controllers that are trying to protect their pawn. Here's the good news. We can fight back. And the destiny of this documentary is now in your hands. You can do several things. Number one, go find the links on YouTube, Google, and other sites where the video is still posted and send that link out to everyone and tell them this is a censored film. This is a film that the establishment doesn't want you to see. This is a number one film that was deleted, and let these censors, these criminals, these 21st century book burners know that every time they attack freedom of speech and creativity and expression, that the American people and the people of the world are going to strike back. Send the links to the Obama deception out to everyone you know, and go to Google and Yahoo and other major search engines and type in the Obama deception every day when you first log into your computer, and let's keep it at the top of the trends chart. Let's make it the number one search term in the world that it was. Let's have the Obama deception rise from the ashes like a phoenix carrying the light of liberty and freedom. It is up to all of you to carry this torch forward and to not let these censors get away with this. You've got to get angry and focused and serious and realize that the Obama deception was threatening the establishment. The system is scared right now. They know that you're awake. Let's teach these thugs, these would-be authoritarians, that when they mess with America and the First Amendment, that we're going to redouble our efforts and take action against their tyranny.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, July 16, 2010. Gold opened up at $1,209.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,240.80, half ounce for $623.58, and a quarter ounce for $304.45. Again, that's $1,240.80, $623.58, and $304.45.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Do not be deceived by counterfeit signs that are staged in an attempt to change the said times. You know it is the time of punishment when they proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ through their blood and DNA. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S., 14.3 million. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. Some will cooperate, others will be in defiance, for it is written, some will die by the sword, those remaining will go into captivity, exile, plunder their wealth, immediately cease their endless wars, oust them from their lofty purchase, self-appointed positions, the generals and low-ranking traitors, and all among us who plot to destroy this nation. Come out from them. Do not obey their unlawful orders. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes.
That the dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich.
Thank you for joining us on this special Sunday edition. The 18th day of July, 2010. I'm going to get into other world news coming up, but the fact is we have the number one political films online. Glenn Beck has made some documentaries imitating what I do, and that's fine. And they might get a 500,000 views. Mine get tens of millions of views on YouTube and Google and Blip TV and Live Leak and the rest of them. Tens of millions. Every film I put out. That's why we release them for free. Yes, I sell DVDs. I sell DVDs of the documentary films. And that's how we fund our operation. But at the end of the day, if I don't have a free country, my children have no future. I want to have an effect. So I put these films on PrisonPlanet.tv in the highest quality. And I invite everyone to rip them and to put them on the BitTorrents. On all the major video sites, and it's having a huge societal effect. But the establishment could not put up Friday and Saturday with the number one search trend in the world, not being Lindsay Lohan or Mel Gibson or BP oil spill. It was the Obama deception because of all of you out there getting the word out. And the video that was the top link, and this has been going on for at least a month, when you type in the name Obama and any variation thereof, was this film. Now, that's not the case now because I understand how the Internet works. Some people, I guess, don't because I've gotten some emails saying, well, I type in the Obama now and the top link isn't your film. I know that's because they erased the link. See, the way Google works is whatever gets the most traffic and the most pings when their spiders are out there on the web tracking everything, it's number one. And so it was number one. And so someone hacked in to the director channel. I don't have a director channel. Those were only allowed at the beginning of YouTube 6 years ago, before Google bought it. And there's a fella in Virginia, Kenneth Webb, a great guy, who grabbed it off PrisonPlanet.tv a year and a half ago and posted it. There were many others that did as well, thousands of others that did. And his was the best encode, so we linked to that, and it had 6.5 million views. But it wasn't just slowly growing. It was accelerating to where it would have 7.5 million in a week. It was exponentially growing, and then 8 million and 9 million and 10, 20, 30 million. It would probably have had 40 million by the end of the year on just one upload of it, one version. Do you think the establishment was going to put up with that? Remember, Obama was the YouTube president. He was the YouTube candidate. He had the Obama girl. When you typed Obama into YouTube, you didn't get the Obama girl. You didn't get White House YouTube channel. You got the Obama deception. There's Google Trends on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Number one, July 16, 2010. Number one yesterday. By the way, it's not in the top 1,000 trends right now. They have artificially removed it. Not only has Google, that owns YouTube, mysteriously allowed this hack to happen. By the way, the passcode was 14 feet long. Nobody figured out that passcode. Nobody cracked that passcode. You can't just put a computer interface up to a interface and have it just bombard it. After a few times, it locks down. Whoever got in there knew the passcode and went in with hundreds of videos posted and zeroed in This wasn't even my channel. Zeroed in on the Obama deception and Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, my newest film that came out just 3 months ago. It had over 500,000 views and knocked it out. Took them down. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe the globalists have miscalculated here. And so I'm going to ask listeners to do something right now. They've clearly blacklisted the term the Obama deception out of Google Trends so that even though it's the number one trend search, it's being blocked completely from the entire list. We're going to change it. We're going to variant it right now to Obama deception censored. Obama deception censored. And when you put that in, you get the articles at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I came in last night when this happened. I shot the video you just heard earlier for radio listeners or watch as PrisonPlanet.tv members. I came in, shot the video. Aaron and Rob Jacobson stayed up till 7 in the morning to get the video edited, uploaded, and to write an article that I wrote with them that they posted. And when you search the term Obama deception censored, the video that I shot and the article that we wrote is the number one link. Now, if you simply Google and Yahoo the term, the Obama deception censored, or Obama deception censored, in fact, don't even say the, Obama deception censored, you type that in, these censors aren't going to have their way. But let's not stop there. Let's make the second search, in case they blacklisted and blacked out the entire term, Obama deception, in case these McCarthyites have done that, I want you to search the term Infowars.com. No www in front of it. Just Infowars.com and just type it into your search engine over and over again, and we'll see how they like it. Because before we had listeners last Friday go in and type in the Obama deception, it was already the number one link when you typed in the name Obama. Think of that. We were beating Lindsay Lohan. We were beating the Mel Gibson scandal. We were beating everything. The system doesn't want that. They don't want you to see the Obama deception. Find out why they're so scared of this film. This film made in early 2009, it was released a month and a half after he was inaugurated. It was released right after he was inaugurated because I knew what he was going to do. I knew who his advisors were. I said he'll continue the wars, the torture, the secret arrest, the spying. He will bankrupt the economy. He'll expand the banker bailouts. I laid everything out in this film. This is the most popular film I've ever made. And we've had other dirty tricks with false copyright claims filed that I had to basically injunct. And other things going on to remove this. There have been other director versions on YouTube where people are able to post the whole video that had been removed and blocked in the past, but those only had like a million views in one case, so I didn't make an issue out of it. This sucker had 6.5 million and was accelerating. It was starting to get more views in a day than it was getting in a month, and they panicked. What is it in the Obama deception that they don't want you to see? Email your entire email list. We can crush these people if you'll take action. You have the power to set this free. Email your whole email list, your Facebook, your MySpace, your Twitter. Call into talk radio shows and send them other links. There are thousands of other versions of the film online for free. But the issue is none of them have more than a million views apiece. None of them have more than a million views. Some have a million, 200,000 or so. But none of them are close to 6.5 million. And so that video getting 6.5 million, when anybody in the world typed in President Obama or Barack Obama, it was my film. And what does my film do? It exposes that Bush, Obama, all these people work for the same global corporate interests that are not free market, but want a monopoly. So search the term, the Obama deception censored. Three words, Obama deception censored, and Infowars.com. And we will show them the power of the people. They struck back Saturday because they were scared. They struck back because they understand the people are rising and waking up. Now we've got to strike back against them. We cannot give in to this tyranny. We've got some final points to make on this front, then a bunch of other news and your phone call. Stay with us.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Stop standing in dirty bathwater. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow!
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1. The Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2. The Whole Home Air Package with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It's really been hitting me in the last few weeks just how big an effect we're having worldwide. And the establishment is freaked out. On any given day on YouTube, which is more than half of all videos being watched worldwide, millions and millions of people every day, most of them new, are watching my live simulcast of my radio show, are watching the 25 films I've made and the thousands of special video releases. Any video I put out now is getting 500,000 views in a week. You think the system can put up with that? That's the type of numbers Obama was getting when he was a candidate. He'd shoot a video, he'd get 500,000 views. Now, we're going to put it on screen. Here is White House YouTube channel. Look at those videos. 300 views, 12,000 views, 2,000 views. I mean, that's pathetic. Any video I put out is getting hundreds of thousands. I could sit here and put out unlimited videos. I could sit here and make 50 YouTube videos a day. And the White House YouTube channel, and they admit they ran a YouTube campaign. Now, that was a CNN headline, Obama's YouTube campaign. In fact, I remember a story last year. There was that online video blogger who made a couple of videos where he was Thomas Paine dressed up talking about the police state and, you know, government being corrupt. And the White House called him and said, we want to have a meeting with you. Please come to the White House. And he went to the White House and wouldn't say what the meeting was about, but that Obama wanted him to stop. If the president's meeting with somebody who put out three or four videos that got 4 million views, and I've got eight YouTube channels with over 200 million views on them, not counting everybody else ripping my videos and posting them everywhere, hundreds of millions of views on YouTube. What do you think's going on here? We need to recognize the effect we've had. And we need to understand that the passcode for that director channel that posted my film in full, who we work with, we have the passcode as well, was a giant long passcode that no computer was going to be able to figure out. Somebody hacked in, and only YouTube and its parent company, Google, have that information. And I think they're the prime suspects, and I'll say it right now. And by the way, Aaron Dykes wrote an article in the early morning hours today that deals with all of this. Censorship alert, Obama deception illegally removed from YouTube. Again, the headline is censorship alert, Obama deception illegally removed from YouTube. You can go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and read it. And in that video and in that article, we linked to where we had a Google shopping cart about 6 months ago. And they said, you're not allowed to sell the Obama deception. It's critical of Obama. You're not allowed to sell an Obama Joker T-shirt. Remember that viral operation we ran that made it in hundreds of newspapers and TV stations, literally hundreds last year? Remember that? They said, you're not allowed to sell that, so we shut the cart down. We have the message from Google saying, you're not going to criticize Barack H. Obama. You're not, as an American, going to make a T-shirt with his image on it as a clown. You're not going to sell a video of him criticizing him. Now, listen, I made the film. On the level playing field of ideas, I won the Super Bowl. I kicked their hind end. I sat up here and didn't visit with my children for months. I worked 7 days a week to make this documentary and fly all over the country and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to make it. And I gave it to you for free, and I kicked their butt. And you kicked their butt by taking action with it. And these scumbags don't like it. Google tells me I can't sell a T-shirt with his stinking image on it. They tell me I can't sell this video, and I put up with it. We wrote an article about it 6 months ago, but left it at that. And now they won't even let me give it out for free when they put their stinking ads on it, and I know they're the ones that get it. Because they've censored me before, and I'm sick of it. I have a T-shirt that's got a picture of Hitler, Stalin, and Mao, and it says, mass murderers agree, gun control works. It's anti-Hitler. It's anti-Mao. It's anti-Joe Stalin. What did eBay say a month ago? You can't sell that here. They said it's anti-racist. Same thing that Google said. They said anything racist or anti-racist isn't allowed. What in Hades does that mean? What did our veterans fight and die for 230-plus years ago and in every other war to defend if I don't have my free speech? The point is they're selective. They let Obama and the globalist and BP and all of them spew their propaganda on the web, but I can't put my films out. And they didn't even make up some hanky-panky, because every time they file false complaints against me, I just file in federal court. You know, behind the scenes, I've had to file in federal court no fewer than 8 times in the last year and a half to keep that stinking video up for you. You know, I've had to go in there and file. against false copyright claims and tell people, put up or shut up, let's go to court. I've had to file in federal court so you can see what Barack Obama really is. I am busting my butt here to bring you this information, and I'm not complaining. My family and my children in this country are worth it. I'm not going to be a slave to a bunch of authoritarians, and this is authoritarian tyranny that this country's going into. And I know you understand that, and you're upset out there as listeners, so I'm going to beg you on my knees for all of our future. We caught them inside the interface deleting videos one after the other, and they weren't able to get down Fall the Republic in that director's account, 2 million views. I want you, because that's basically part two of the Obama deception, and quite frankly, is an even more powerful film, though this is the mega viral. I want you to get that video. I mean, here's the homework if you choose to take this mission. Search into the term over and over again, Obama deception censored. Search the term Infowars.com and search the term Fall of the Republic. Fall of the Republic. Because what happened is when we became the number one trend Friday and Saturday, over 20 newspapers and blogs who write about whatever the top trend is, thinking they're going to get visitors, all wrote about it. And that panicked the system when it got 100,000 views in less than 24 hours. I understand these trends. It would have gotten 1 million in the next week, probably 2 million the next week. They know we hit the zeitgeist. They know we caused a chain reaction. And they went in and they shut this video down so you don't have access to it and so you don't have a right to see it. They're going to decide what you get to see. This is 21st century book burning. And then I've got stacks of news right here in front of me. I mean, here's one. Feds ignore due process. First Amendment shut down thousands of blogs. 73,000 blogs were shut down last week. No judge, no jury, no nothing. Vice President Biden and Intellectual Property Enforcement Coordinator Victoria Espinel gave an order. And they've got quotes here. The DMC takedown actions were a direct violation of the First Amendment under prior restraint. However, explains law professor Wendy Seltzer, because the DMC takedowns are privately administered through ISPs, they have not received constitutional scrutiny despite the high risk of error, Seltzer adds. So this is the White House now issuing 73,000 takedown orders this week, mainly of blogs critical of Barack Hussein Obama. You know me, I'm nonpartisan. Bush was a tyrant, but he was a puppet to the same corporate interest. But what's happened with Obama is he now has a 40% approval rating. He is dropping like a shooting star, and the system is panicking because their whole agenda of the government takeover of health care and the police state and all these new taxes, and he's in the news today admitting in federal court that his health care plan is a tax on everybody and that you don't get free health care. You got scammed, folks. And they know they're in trouble, and they're panicking. They're going to lose the House and probably the Senate. But Biden's on the news today saying, oh, don't worry, we're still going to win. Well, what, your electronic voting machines are going to save you? They are in panic mode right now. And you better use the Internet while you still can, because I've got the FCC. I've got the Federal Trade Commission. I've got no fewer than six White House czars saying they want to shut down political dissent. And they specifically list Alex Jones, Ron Paul. They specifically mention Lord Monckton, people that criticize man-made global warming and say it's a fraud and nothing but a tax. They are desperate. They are scallywag crooks. They know that we are on to them and they're scared. I want to take your call specifically on the Obama deception and the attack on the Internet that's openly being announced. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, on this live Sunday edition, 888-201-2244. We'll take a bunch of calls at the bottom of the next hour. I'm going to go through a bunch of other news on the economy, you name it, the oil spill, the police state, the Second Amendment. It's all coming up. Stay with us. We will defend the Republic till the end.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen.
Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
I only get one day off a week, and that's Saturdays. And I was with my children. We were fishing. It was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I got the call that the Obama deception had been hacked and taken down off YouTube, the main video that had 6.5 million views. And I got in my car, and I drove in, and we shot the video and wrote the articles that are now up on the sites. And why did I do that? Because looking at my children, they have no future if we don't stop this tyranny. Every other nation has lived under bondage and under criminals and tyrants. This isn't a joke. Do you know the hell our ancestors went through? Do you know how hard societies have been? Do you know about the mass murder that's gone on in hundreds of other nations in the last 200 years? If you want to find out and get an image of what tyranny looks like, go watch the movie with Viggo Mortensen, The Road. Few films have shook me up like that one did, and I actually had nightmares over it. Because I've studied so much history that I understand that's actually what happens many times in societies. And I understand how real this tyranny is, how wicked, how bona fide. This isn't some boss hog corruption we're facing that's cute and funny. This is hardcore. And I'm not going to put up with it. I have seen that when we take action and stand up against evil, we can have victory. And I have seen the system do everything they can from keeping the truth from getting out to you. This country is going into a depression. The big offshore banks, we have their internal memos from the IMF and World Bank that were released in 2002, plan to bankrupt this country and others to bring us under full government collectivism and control. I will not be a domesticated animal. I will not go into bondage quietly. We can defeat these people. We're better than them. But we've got to take action and get focused and angry. I am begging everyone, in case they have banned the search term, the Obama deception, because we notice it's not even anywhere in the trends now, and it's always in the top 20 or 30 or so, and it was number one earlier this week, or late last week. We have all the screenshots of that up on my websites. I am begging all of you to go find links to the video while it's still up there on other sites and other versions, and to send it out to everyone you know and say, Big Brother doesn't want you to see this. This is being censored. This is being removed from the web. Find out why. And when you see it, it's not even about Obama. It's about how he's a puppet and what the globalists are doing and what the globalist master plan is from their own quotes, their own documents. The system is scared of this because they're about to bring us into a depression. They're openly on the news talking about shutting the web down to, quote, protect it. They're openly talking about taxing alternative media and talk radio. It's now not a rumor. They're really trying to push it because they're thugs. You didn't think they'd pass government socialist health care. You didn't think they'd continue torture. You didn't think they'd do all the things they're doing. But they're doing it. It's really happening. And there's all these cowards and domesticated sheep that say you're not supposed to get upset about liberty. You're not supposed to get upset about freedom. They sell you this idea of being passive and going quietly into the night. Well, I'm not going to do that. I've read the words of Alexander Solzhenitsyn. In fact, pull that quote up for me for later. It's, oh, how we burned in the camps, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, that'll bring it up. Oh, how we burned in the camps, the concentration camps later, wishing we'd have stood up to the NKVD in Russia. Well, I'm not going to be like the German people that go along with tyranny. I'm not going to be like the poor Russian people. I'm not going to be like the people in Cuba or communist China. I'm an American. I'm red-blooded. My ancestors defeated the greatest empire in history, the British Empire, fighting them at least 10 to 1. Your ancestors defeated the greatest empire that no one could defeat. Not the French, not the Spanish, no one, not the Dutch. We are together in history, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the second American Revolution against the globalist takeover. And we are going to fight it with the info war and try to fix things peaceably. But number one, we've got to get the word out now about what's happening. The mainstream media is now admitting we're going into a depression. And let me tell you, the low-tech way. At the University of Phoenix, more than 30,000 copies of this were handed out in the last year. They shot YouTube videos of it happening and made the newspaper. Other universities, thousands of copies were handed out. Don't let them stop you. Go low-tech. Send out all the free links to it online, but also buy the high-quality DVD with the expanded extras and make copies of this. I mean, making 100 copies of this might cost you $50. And give it out to everybody you know. Air it on access television. Show it to your local church. Tell everybody you know the system doesn't want you to see the Obama deception. Now, this is the most viral film I've ever released. But this was part two. Fall of the Republic. The presidency of Barack H. Obama. This came out 10 months ago. This film is even more powerful. And it's 2 hours, 24 minutes. This is a little less than 2 hours. This film, Fall of the Republic, is even more powerful than the Obama deception. It hasn't been as viral. It's only been seen about 12 million times for free online. Only 12 million. This film needs to be seen. It's still up on YouTube. You can still search engine Fall of the Republic. And so you're unstoppable if you take action. We can beat these people. They are scum. They are filth. They count on you feeling powerless and weak. They count on you not taking action. They count on you thinking you've got to save the world by yourself. No, you've just got to move forward and get the word out and say no, no, no. Here's a microcosm. Last week I showed the Arizona Republic. In fact, guys, it's in my stack. Try to dig it out. I highlighted it. It'll be the Arizona Republic with me highlighting stuff. And it said that of millions of photo red light highway speed cameras, that only a few hundred people paid the tickets. Arizona's, they're wearing guns out in the open. They're saying no to tyranny. The police are getting on the people's sides. I've had a bunch of their sheriffs on, as you know. They are saying no. They are speaking out against the treason. And they just removed all the cameras in Arizona. The people said, we're not doing it anymore. We're not going along with this. We're done, bloodsuckers. You won't arrest over a million illegal aliens a year coming through Arizona, burning down farms and ranches, killing people, killing cops. We're not going along with this anymore. We know this is just to raise revenue. The articles in the news said the people wouldn't pay it. They can't arrest all of us. It's over. It's over. We're done. We're done rolling over. We're done giving in. I've got a deal right now. On InfoWars.com, when you click on both the shopping carts, we've got two different shopping carts, whatever your choice is, where you can get four films for $19.95. I don't even make money on that because I put a free pocket constitution in every order. Okay, with the cost of the film and everything else, that comes out to less than $5 per film. If you get 10 films, it's $39.95. That's at $4 a piece. This is a high-quality DVD, beautiful cover, all the information on the back. You give your friends and family this, they'll watch it. This looks as good as any Hollywood cover. The lady that did the cover makes the covers for Hollywood DVD releases, some of the biggest films you've seen, Janae Meadows. You give somebody this. This isn't just some link in their inbox. You give them this DVD. You get this DVD, and you make copies. You go to the store, and you buy blank DVDs, and you burn it to this. Hey, even better, you go to PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day to sign up, $5.95 a month. That pays for our bandwidth. I'm offering it to you for free, but I'm saying if you want to support us and get a higher quality, we've got it in high res up there. You can download these and burn them to regular CDs that cost about 15 cents a piece that play on most new DVD players. We've got DivX and other versions up there. You can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get really aggressive. And you can go buy maybe 200, 300 CDs and just sit there burning them, burning them, burning them, burning them, burning them, and tell the New World Order, you think we're going to be stopped by your censorship and your tyranny? You're dealing with the American people. You're not dealing with slaves somewhere else. You're dealing with the American people who may have become fat, dumb, and happy and been mesmerized by your mind control. But the sleeping giant that is the Republic is awakening. And the sleeping giant that is humanity worldwide is awakening, and we know we can beat you because we have the spirit of victory and liberty beating in our breast. Nothing can stop you. And listen, you guys took the call. You took the call, what was it, almost a year ago, when I said take the Obama poster of him as a joker. We've got to defile and bring down his image as a god down to a human and show that he's a thug. You put fascism or InfoWars.com on it. Post it on telephone poles and everywhere else, and the censors are going to come. And they're going to let you hang up, you know, missing dog posters or swap meet posters or garage sale posters, but they'll try to stop you from printing up just regular print size images of that. And when they censor you, everybody will see the tyranny, and then others will come out and do it. And in Florida and Texas, they tried to arrest people, even though there wasn't a law in those areas. And then it backlashed. And then in some towns, hundreds of more people came out and put up tens of thousands of posters. And it was in hundreds of newspapers and hundreds of TV stations. It was in more than 50. I mean, it was all over almost every TV station in Texas it was happening. It was on Japanese TV. It was happening in Tokyo. It was happening in London. You print up an image of Obama as the Joker, and you say, Google Obama deception. And you never stop, and you let these Nazi blood-sucking anti-American parasites that want to make you and your family slaves know that we are standing up against them, and we are red-blooded, and we are not slaves, and we are not bowing down to them. I'm not bowing down. I'm at the tip of the spear. I get death threats every day. And I, you know what? I am honored to be who I am. I'm honored to just be an average person that stood up 15 years ago and said, I'm going to defend the Republic. I'm going to defend the family. I'm going to defend the Second Amendment. I'm going to fight against abortion. I'm going to see what happens when I really take action. And we have laid waste to the enemy. If you simply unloose yourselves and become the leaders you are, we will sweep this scum into the gutter. We will defeat the New World Order. We will crush the tyranny. Second hour, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.